Let's stay with the markets now and bring in John Lynch, CIO at Comerica Wealth Management. John, good to have you here. I know you just heard that segment there with Jared, and we started off talking about margin pressures at NVIDIA. We're seeing it across the board of a lot of companies out with earnings right now. Do you think that these companies are going to see any margin relief in the second half of the year?
Good afternoon, Alexis. Glad to be back on. Yes, I think margins are the big story for the quarter. Quite frankly, I'm not convinced how many investors are really concerned about the fourth quarter. I think they're all forward-looking at this point, right? They want to know about, to your question, the second half of the year. And while some of the longer duration stocks that you just mentioned, long duration, lower margin, or declining margin type stocks, high valuation may struggle, we do think cyclicality will lead in some of the margins. For example, in the S&P 500, we're looking for at least 12% margins to sustain through 2022. So we may have some variability between margins within sectors, but we think overall as a whole for the index, margins should be sustained in that 12% range.
Of course, the main event in March, at least, is going to be the Federal Reserve meeting. And yesterday we got those Fed minutes from their last meeting. We didn't seem to get a lot of clarity, though, John, in terms of, you know, what policy makers are thinking in terms of a 50 basis point hike versus a quarter basis point hike in March. What would you like to see happen? What do you think is the right thing for the Fed to do if they're listening and you want to give them some advice?
Absolutely. I'd love to. The new March madness will be the Fed. You're absolutely right. And I think that 50 basis points is appropriate in March. You know, the Fed wants to reestablish their inflation fighting credentials. I think that's going to be difficult for them to do with 9% wholesale prices, 7% consumer prices, yet they're still buying $20 billion a month in treasuries over the next 4 weeks. So we have to be very mindful of that. So I think it'll be very important for the Fed to really show the global markets that they're serious about this, do 50 basis points this time, quarter basis point, the ensuing three meetings. And we'll, at that point, I think we'll get a good assessment on really the year-over-year base effect changes, and we'll get a handle on supply chains. And I'm still not convinced we're going to see a lengthy, call it three-year tightening cycle. It could be done at 1.5-2% on the short end of the curve.
What do you think? I mean, when they finally start to run off the balance sheet, what will the impact be on yields? Because we've seen the 10-year yield pull back a little bit from 2%. There are some who are calling for that yield to hit 3% later this year. And we all know that in the past, when we see that flattening yield curve, it sometimes portends a recession on the horizon. So what are your thoughts in terms of the yield curve? And are you worried at all about a recession? Is that part of the conversation for you?
Absolutely. I get paid to worry, so I look at it all the time. But when I look at the yield curve currently, as I mentioned earlier, the Fed is still buying $20 billion in treasuries over the next month. Okay, it's an out-of-body experience thinking about, again, 9% wholesale prices, 7% consumer prices, and they're still buying, but that's the plan they set out. I do think that the yield curve right now, the long end is under pressure because of geopolitical tensions. I think to some extent, we had the Omicron scare over the holidays into January. As the Fed begins to unwind the balance sheet, say we do 50 basis points and a 2 or 3 quarter basis points thereafter at ensuing meetings, as they start to unwind the balance sheet, call it by mid-year, say they do $50 billion a month, you suddenly are at $300 billion less on the Fed balance sheet. By year end, it's still an $8 trillion balance sheet at that point, but nonetheless, you don't have an $8 trillion balance sheet supporting the long end of the curve. So I think this flattening is just unique factors relative to Omicron, geopolitical tensions with Russia, and the fact that the Fed is still buying. Once the Fed starts raising, and once the Fed starts allowing, call it $300 billion off the balance sheet by year end, I think the yield curve will steepen, and I think that steepening of the yield curve will be more reflective of the global cyclical recovery.
So what I'm hearing here, John, is that you're pretty bullish on the market. And so where do you expect us to end the year? Do you have a projection for the S&P 500?
Well, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're standing at the precipice, right, looking down. But I do think once the Fed gets started, at that point, we can have the global cyclical recovery. I think that will be supportive of, again, I talked about 12% margins. I think that's consistent with, call it, 8 to 10% profit growth for the S&P 500. And I think we're fairly valued at 5,000 on the S&P 500 by year end. So call it, you know, a market that would move in line with earnings and income. I'm not looking at PE multiple expansion, but still, you know, that 8 to 10% range on a total return.
And which sectors of the market do you think are going to get us there, John?
Thank you. We're still looking cyclically. We believe that shorter duration value type stocks, those companies with nearer term earnings and a rising rate environment, rising inflationary environment, you're going to see less demand for some of those longer duration names, some of those growth names that led for so long. And we've seen, you know, value firming, we've seen cyclicality firming, we've seen profitable small caps firming. So within the sector space specifically, still like the momentum behind the energy space. I think financials will run commensurate with the yield curve and with higher interest rates. Industrials have been a bit disappointing, but I still think as the dollar backs off a little bit, once we get hopefully clarity on the geopolitical tensions, I think industrials will start to take off again with the global cyclic recovery. And the fourth sector that we like is materials, and they've been pretty much running commensurate with the energy sector as the market and commodities as the market is pricing in, you know, renewed global demand.
For sure, that they have. All right, John Lynch, Comerica Wealth Management, CIO. Thanks for your insights on the market today. We appreciate it.